Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, first up, this Lehigh Acres mailman was arrested because he was caught on camera stealing supplies from a home construction site Friday and driving away in his USPS truck. His actual United States Postal Service truck. Not the brightest bulb in the box, is he? According to Lee County Sheriff's Office, it's an owner of a local real estate company. So they saw this suspicious activity on their security camera at one of their home construction sites. And it was about, they said, about 2 o'clock. The wife went over and noticed a USPS truck parked out front, loading the vehicle with construction items from the property. So she asked the mailman, 39-year-old Christian Huarte, what he was doing. And it became clear he was not just picking up the mail. She told him that she owned the property and he needed to put the stolen supplies back. And he put some of the stuff back where he had gotten it. But he wasn't done unloading. He drove across the street and began throwing cement blocks and other construction supplies onto the side of the road. He was stealing from everywhere. And then he was trying to drive away, but the police showed up and rebar, all kinds of stuff. And they identified, yes, he's a mailman. And yes, he was using the USPS truck. So he was arrested and charged with grand theft from a construction site. Why in the world in your truck? I mean, you shouldn't do it anyway, but still, I mean, good grief. Oh my gosh, this is so crazy. Let's see here. Florida, there's another Florida man. A Florida CFO, Jimmy Patronis. He wants to pay the legal fees of the former president. Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Patronis, says that this was following a Florida woman senator, who also proposed it. They were proposing taking millions of taxpayer dollars and using it to pay off some of the legal bills from the former president. I don't think that's sitting well with people. I'm just saying it's just really not sitting well with people. Also, this guy, Florida man, destroys a bus after waking up in Disney instead of SeaWorld. 37-year-old Elijah Thomas. Now, this happened in November, but now he's going through the system, right? So he's, you know, got the trial dates and all this. He was arrested after a violent attack on a bus. It transported him to Walt Disney World instead. He thought, I guess, that he was going to SeaWorld. And the driver said he's got to get off. Thomas became irate. According to Orange County Sheriff's Office, began cursing at the driver. He exited the bus. The driver closed the doors. The guy remained outside, and he kept saying he needed to get to SeaWorld. And then he punched the door several times, kicked the bottom glass of the door, too. He says causing it to break. The damages were around $500. He tried to flee, but officers caught up with him, and he was arrested. They didn't pursue criminal charges, but, yeah, that's... That was the bus. Juan showing you the bus that he was attacking. Why? Just, you know, call an Uber or something. You don't have to do all of that stuff. Oh, let's see. I don't know this puppy story. I'm going to get to that. No, not reading that one either. No, I'm not reading that one. This is a creepy Florida dude. This is in Coral Springs. A Florida man's accused of planting recording devices in his ex-girlfriend's home. So he's charged with 3 felonies. He broke into her house and planted all of these recording devices in his ex-girlfriend's home, in a couch, in a mattress, in a box spring. And she made the discovery after the child in her home said that he was listening to her on his laptop computer and had cameras. So the kid gave him up. They found 9 recording devices in the home, including one that he cut a hole in the mattress and put it in there. And the court records indicate they were auto recording surveillance devices and that the victim listened to some of the files on her computer, heard her and her daughter's voices. So they got a warrant for the guy's home. They found all the stuff that he was using, and he was totally linked. He was released from jail on a $60,000 bond, but he's being charged with 2 felony burglary charges and felony charge of interception of oral communications. So you can't, you know, spy on people like that. That's not what you're supposed to do that. Let's see. A Florida man was charged with battery after a puppy sale argument led to a stabbing. Wow. That's pretty hardcore. A Florida man has been charged with aggravated battery because he stabbed somebody over a puppy. I mean, okay. I mean, Jarman McLemore. what Mclemore was 38. He was 28. Was quickly apprehended. Aggravated battery, bodily harm, partners that help bring you free radio. It's our friends over at Nimi Skincare. You know, the one time when people don't get upset over mansplaining is when all these skincare companies started using dudes to try to sell women's skincare products and then try to act like it was one and the same and women should just stop complaining about it because, you know, they know what's best. Women have different needs from dudes, and women even have different needs from other women, depending on what stage they are in their lives. Nimi Skincare understands that, and any skincare company should. This is why they were created. And so with Nimi Skincare, first off, this is a company that uses USA ingredients, made in the USA ingredients. They're made in the USA. No parabens, none of those horrible, ridiculous, harsh, artificial, synthetic chemicals. And they don't test on animals either. But they are all about making sure that you have what you need to have healthy skin. So they have introduced two new routines, their Wake Up Right routine, where you can give your skin a morning boost of vitamin C and peptides. And then they have their bedtime moisturizing routine. This is great, especially when it's going to be like 7 degrees here in Texas, for example, because it's ultra hydrating. It's going to replenish your skin, keep you moisturized while you sleep, and it's packed with soothing, restorative ingredients. And your skin will thank you for this. And like I said, they share your values, but they also understand and celebrate that women are different and women need different things. Nimi Skincare products are 100% guaranteed. So take the guesswork out of your routine with Nimi Skincare. Visit NimiSkincare.com. That's N-I-M-I Skincare.com and use promo code Dana for 10% off. Your skin will thank you. An energy developer is axing key coal power plants to meet these arbitrary eco goals, jeopardizing power for millions of people. This is it should be taken as a warning sign, but it's Minneapolis-based Xcel Energy. They're announcing that they're closing one of their three coal units at Sherburne County Generating Plant, their largest power plant, because they have plans to deliver 100% carbon-free electricity to customers, and they want to shut down all of its remaining coal facilities. They say that they're going to retire two units at the plant and another coal plant in Minnesota. And they are going to shutter all of this. The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission fired off a letter urging them to reconsider their plans. And the company, which has pledged to replace the plants with electricity generation from green energy like solar, they provide power to customers in Minnesota and South Dakota. And the risk, the reliability risk is a very real thing. I mean, this is obviously, it's a premature move. I mean, you're retiring dependable energy and replacing it to something that is proven less dependable. And this does not look good. They said that the two more plants have a total capacity of 3,000 megawatts, enough to power more than a million homes, but you know, at the same time, this is going to have it's a risk for millions of other people. You're closing, as one regulator says, major reliable baseload energy, and it's going to put lives at risk. All for the sake of what? To say that you have green, to say that you're going to do solar, and that's asinine. That makes zero sense. So they said that they're going to vastly expand their green energy development, but they're going to maintain their existing nuclear. That's what they're looking at. That's Xcel. And they're basing their goals entirely on the United Nations climate projections and targets. The United Nations, you know, that bastion of pro-American everything. So that's what they're basing it on. Is that so? You have hospitals, people who are low-income folks, farmers, small businesses, all are going to be affected. All rely upon electricity. It's a health and human safety issue. That's a major thing. And again, prematurely done. It's going to cost. Now, Biden's continued, and he's had his war on stoves. He's had his war on what? I mean, like everything, plumbing, fixtures, all kinds of stuff. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, though, this is via Washington Examiner, has dealt him a setback. So they have dealt him a little bit of a setback because he took all this action and all of this stuff. And now they said that the court described his regulations as arbitrary and capricious. That is a direct, that's direct from the court. And they said that they would be, quote, ineffective and pointless. That's, they're honest. Wow. A little bit of honesty here. Who knew? So they, I mean, that's, I'm a little shocked, but they said that, yes, this, the ruling on this, because these energy restrictions, he, remember, he was looking to eliminate gas stoves. That was like, he had a whole list of things that he wanted to go after. And it was just, and I mean, it is, it's entirely arbitrary. It's so stupid. And then they put these restrictions, performance restrictions on stuff that they know that there's no way in the world that they can meet them. And it just drives up the cost for consumers. That's the whole thing. So that's, you know, that's kind of, that's a good point. And, you know, the low flow dishwashers as well, because the Washington Examiner notes that, you know, included in this was the mandated, you know, the, they wanted to push the mandated low flow shower heads. They wanted to use low flow dishwashers. And what the Examiner noted too, when you use low flow showers, guess what happens? You don't actually save water because people have to shower longer. So you're still using the same amount of water. If you do low flow dishwashers, people literally have to wash their dishes twice, or sometimes they wash them by hand. And then you can actually, there was a study done on this, you actually use 9 times as much water as an efficient dishwasher. That's a true thing. So it ends up, you know, they say low flow, but you end up actually you end up using more water. So there's no, there's no savings. There's no nothing going on here. It's all virtue signaling. It's all a veneer. That's the whole point. It's just a veneer. Kel-Tec, if you haven't checked out the Sub 2K, you definitely should. And this is innovation. One of the newest things that, Kel-Tec has introduced. I love the Sub 2K. It's 9mm. It's just, this is the Gen 3. It's shipping now. So what it means, like previously, if you wanted to fold it in half, you know, you just attach your optics and all that. You don't have to do that with the Sub 2K Gen 3. It's simple twist and fold. It is a patent pending rotating forend in either direction. So, and it folds the Gen 3 right in half as quickly and easily deploys it. You fold it optics and all. So you have to, you don't take nothing off. That's awesome. And so they've been, this is really just the upgrades they've added to this have just really pushed it up to the top. They also have an upgraded aluminum trigger. They redesigned the mechanics on that for a light and 5 pound pull. That means, you know, more precise feedback. You get an isolated pull translating into improved accuracy, follow up, all of that stuff. They have a chamber indicator. They have all kinds of stuff on this thing. And you also have for now, so this one ships in the Glock 19 configuration. That's another reason why I like it. And it also accepts mags from the Glock 17. And it's all made in America. Just super awesome design. Everything right here in the US of A. You've got to check out. It's the Sub 2K or Sub 2000. That's what it looks like on the website. Sub 2K Gen 3. Visit KelTecWeapons.com. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a man was arrested for smuggling cocaine in bags of jumbo shrimp in New York. 22-year-old Zachary Scott could face a maximum of 20 years in prison. It was at JFK. He was arrested because he was trying to bring cocaine inside bags of jumbo shrimp. He's a citizen of the U.S. He was arrested Friday. He was going through customs. He came on American Airlines flight from Guyana. And during the screening process, they selected his suitcases for secondary screening. And they found loose clothing and all these packages of jumbo shrimp wrapped in sealed plastic. And they say that the packages of shrimp, they cut them open and they found brick objects of white powder. And it was cocaine, 40 pounds of cocaine worth about $6,000. So he could face 20 years in prison. He's detained until his bail hearing this week. That's pretty wild. Yeah. A woman, this is crazy. A woman was arrested. This is so wild. After she was found with $2,500 worth of Stanley cups in her car, she stole a bunch of Stanleys, 65 of them. People, come on. They were worth about $2,500. They're drinking things. They're thermoses. They're adult sippy cups. Why are people going nuts for these things? Why? I don't get it. The Stanley thing. They said in Roseville that this woman, they said they were trying to, they reported a theft from this store. They saw this woman take a shopping cart full of Stanleys without paying for them. Like my grandpa used to go and camp with. Well, they've revamped and now everybody's crazy over them. They said that that woman, 23, of Sacramento, was accused of grand theft. And they laid all of the cups out on her car. There's like a ton of them. They laid all these cups out on her car. And they said that, I don't know, it's social media, which is horrible. And that's what did it. And it's the 40 fluid ounce one. I think it's crazy that people are stealing this. They're going crazy. Did you hear the one? What was it? Was it at Target, the pink one, that apparently grown women were going crazy for? Grown women going crazy over a pink Stanley. Okay, I can't even. Let's see here. Also, parents are not... They're telling parents don't fly with your kids on your lap after the Alaskan Airlines thing. Because they, after that terrifying incident on board, they're urging parents to not fly with kids in their lap. They're saying that you want to be secure and safe in case, you know, they're sucked out of a window or something at 16,000 feet in the air. That's what happened with Alaskan Airlines Flight 1282. They said the door plug blew out at 16,000 feet and it left a huge hole in the side of the plane. And they said that they had an issue because they had, you know, kids on the laps of these parents and it was just chaotic and horrible and kids were injured and all the, oh my word. So they're saying don't do lap flight. I just think that would be uncomfortable, especially if it's a long haul flight. But not everybody can afford the exorbitant price of getting another seat. So, and especially if you have a young baby. I mean, I get it, but I can't imagine it's not comfortable for the parents for sure. A California man entered a gym, took off his clothes and then threatened everybody with a knife. You know, just another day in California. Investigators said that the 31-year-old was a suspect also in an unrelated case of battery. He went to a Simi Valley gym, brandished a knife. It was Planet Fitness, wouldn't you know? When I first saw this headline, I was like, I bet it's a Planet Fitness. And of course I was. I was right. I was totally right. So he goes in, takes off his clothes, buck naked, and then threatens all the patrons at the gym with a knife. I guess he wasn't there to work out, thankfully, because that would have been gross. But he was arrested. There were no injuries. He didn't stab anybody. He just scared people. So,
well, I think that most women who have risen in their profession, who are leaders in their profession, have had similar experiences. Mm. I was the first woman to be elected district attorney. I was the first woman to be elected attorney general of the state of California. And I'm the first woman to be vice president. And I love my job.
She's creepy when she says that. That's a Vice President Kamala Harris. CNN says, you just don't love her enough. She's so great. Dana Lash here. Welcome back to the show. You know, her whole audio soundbite there when she was answering this question had to do with, you know, most women who have risen in their profession have similar experiences as being branded incapable, because that was the context of her question, her answer to that question. You know what? She's almost right, because we've been seeing this in different workplaces and sports teams and even with skincare companies and all kinds of stuff, because we see men who are cosplaying as women and usurping roles that are women's roles in women's leagues and in women's competitions. And we saw that, too, with the NXXT Women's Pro Tour, where you had a dude cosplaying as a woman and in a tournament that was literally created to, quote unquote, elevate women's participation in golf. And this dude wins it. And there's been a lot of backlash. So the tour, actually, I thought it was a good response. The tour's response was very interesting. So they released basically a statement, because people are asking, why is a man allowed to play in a women's league? Even if he's dressed like a lady and has all that, because it's, he went through puberty as a man. He went through all this he's a man. So they put a survey in the field among the rest of the players, and they asked them to comment on their gender policies. And the Daily Caller has a piece on this, and they said that it should be applauded because all the backlash. I mean, it looks like he's, it looks like he's probably out. Because the tournament was January 17th. They said he was victorious. He was in the top in the points and standings. And they get two exempt Epsom Tour. They go to the Epsom Tour, and that's the LPGA's feeder tour. And if he had solid Epsom showings and he finished in the top five, then he could go on the LPGA, the Women's League. And so they said, quote, in light of recent events, this is what NXXT did, and kudos to them. We've initiated a poll amongst our top players to gather the opinions on gender policy. We believe it's vital to consider those perspectives from the people directly affected by it. And they said, we've requested Haley Davidson, that's the man cosplaying as a woman, to undergo additional testosterone testing to ensure compliance. So that's a good first step. They need to just kick him out all the way because he's a dude competing, treating the women's league like a JV league. So when I hear people like Kamala Harris say, yes, you know, women are viewed as incapable, they absolutely are in instances like this. What, she won't speak up for these like actual concrete examples, though. If you want to talk about pushing women aside or making them feel second class, this is it precisely. So that's a good first step. You know, there was a lot of pushback for that because he's quite literally appropriating women's sports tournament, a golf tournament, and removing an actual woman deserving of that position from the leaderboard and taking her spot. That's the definition of patriarchy. All right. Today in stupidity, Kane is out. We're going to meet up with him in Vegas at SHOT Show tomorrow. Steve is in for Kane with today's dose of stupid.
Okay, you remember that Canadian reporter that tried to get at that UFC fighter? Well, he tried it. He tried it again yesterday, and this is how that went.
Dana, I just want to go back. You were talking about, like, you obviously give a long leash to your fighters about, you know, what they can say when they are up there with a UFC microphone and you are getting into territory of homophobia, transphobia. Like, is there...
I don't give anybody a leash.
Well, I'm saying you...
A leash?
I'm like...
Free speech. I control what people say. Going to tell people what to believe.
Ooh. That went over just as well as you thought it would.
Yeah, that would. I'm really liking these UFC press conferences as of late. I'm really liking them.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.